the Dinosaur Program, rebroadcast for the American Armed Forces and their allies, with Wally Brown, Robert Emmett Dolan and the orchestra, the Joseph Lilly Singers, Dinah's guest of the evening, and...
Dinah, is there anyone finer?
Dinah Shore.
Oh, I'm packing my grip and I'm leaving today, 'cause I'm taking a trip California way. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, be making new friends where the West begins and the sunset ends. 'Cause I've decided where yours truly should be. Yes, it's the San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm safe in Satan. He will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise. Make the two of us one. I'm hitting the train to the cow country. You can forward my mail, care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley. So sweet that I repeat means I adore you. Amor, amor, amor. Would you deny this heart that I have placed before you? I can't find another word with meaning so clear. My lips try to whisper sweeter things in your ear, but somehow or other nothing sounds quite so dear as this soft caressing word. I know. Life divine, say you'll be mine and love me only. Sentir que tus besos anadaron en mí, igual que palomas mensajeras de luz. Saber que mis besos se quedaron en ti, haciendo en tus labios la señal. Amor, amor, amor.
Ya sobre ti, ya sobre mí, que la esperanza. Amor, amor, amor.
Nació de Dios. Amor.
this is Dinah. Say, Toby, where's Wally Brown?
Well, last I heard, he was having some sort of trouble with his landlord.
Trouble? Oh, no. What is it this time?
Well, the way I understand it is...
Dinah!
Wally!
Oh, I'm in an awful... I mean, will you come over and talk to my landlord? He's all ready to...
Oh, wait a minute. Now, tell me, what happened?
Oh, my next-door neighbors threw a party. Oh, what a mess.
Well, what'd you go over there for?
Over there? They threw the party at my house as a favor to me.
Why?
Well, it was easier that way. I didn't have to go so far to complain about the noise. I mean, it was right there. Boy, was that a wild party. One fellow went around imitating a slot machine. Everybody kept tossing nickels in his mouth.
How did it affect him?
Confidentially, he clinks. I mean, you ought to hear it.
Quite a party.
Quite a party, I should say so. Betty Grable was there. Gee, she swelled. She walked right up to my 3-year-old boy, Ronnie, and said, "Little man, isn't it time you went upstairs to count sheep?" Ronnie said, "I'd rather stay down here and look at your calves."
That was pretty cute.
Yes, it was. You said it, Dinah. And later in the evening, you know, the lights went out and some guy tried to kiss Ginger Rogers, but he got his face slapped.
Why?
She's even a lady in the dark. I mean, you... At 4 o'clock in the morning, one fellow suggested we play drop the...
Drop the handkerchief?
No, drop the lease. He was the landlord. He was up there for the... But he can't push me around. According to Clause 4 of the OPA, ruling on rentals and vacancies, I am now ipso facto in para delicto and non compos mentis.
And what does that mean?
I gotta get out.
Wally, where on earth did you pick up all that legal jargon?
Why, Dinah, I studied to be a lawyer. I worked my way through Harvard washing dishes. And you know what it got me?
A diploma?
No, dishpan hands. Really, Dinah, I always wanted to be a lawyer.
You a lawyer?
Yeah.
Oh, I can imagine that. I can see it now. Wally Brown, master shyster, attorney at large, the great mouth...
Wally Brown, bachelor of arts and science, the jury is hung and so are his clients.
Ah, good afternoon, Miss Fungoid. Boy, have I just come from a tough case. I had to get down on my knees in front of the jury.
What did you say?
I'm shooting a dollar. Who'll fade me?
Mr. Brown, I have exciting news for you. I've just received word.
You mean?
Yes. She's still on the spot, but they haven't gotten a peep out of her.
Well, tell her to sit tight and keep me posted, Miss Fungoid.
Good afternoon, Brown, 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 and Brown. I'll tell him. Good afternoon, Brown and Brown.
Gosh, those draft boards work fast, don't they? I mean, we're cutting right down here.
Mr. Brown, your client, No-Nose Magoo, is outside.
Oh, well, send him in, Miss Fungoid.
Hiya, Mouthpiece.
Oh, hello, No-Nose. What are you up to now?
Mouthpiece, I got personal problems. Me bodyguards, Butch, Gus, and Lou, we just dropped out of the mob.
You mean the tree that came from Pittsburgh?
No, the tree that grew in Brooklyn.
The tree that...
Yeah, that ain't all. I'm having trouble with the malls in the gang.
You are?
Yeah, those dames is listening to a certain radio crooner, and they're all beginning to squeal.
Which crooner?
Dick Hames.
Dick Hames. I thought we were going to do a Sinatra joke, didn't you?
Mouthpiece, I got a feeling that the newspapers are going to put the finger on me.
Oh, easy there, Magoo. Now, if worst comes to the worst, I'll get to the reporters. I'll bribe the editors.
Yeah? What'll it cost to buy the papers?
2 cents for the morning and 3 cents for the evening. Miss Fungoid, any news?
Not a squawk out of her.
Gad, if she doesn't open up, she'll fry. Tell her to sit tight and keep me informed.
Mr. Brown, I hear you're an experienced lawyer.
Well, I've occupied this office for 20 years and never lost a case.
Yeah? How come?
Never had one.
Who are your clients?
Oh, a lot of big movie stars like Betty Grable. You know, at a party the other night, she walked up to my little boy, Ronnie, and said, "Little man, isn't it time you went upstairs to count sheep?" And Ronnie said...
I'd rather stay down here and look at your calves.
Hey, how did you know?
I was young once myself.
Memory. Oh, yes. Hello?
This is No Magoo's talking. The cop just nabbed me in front of the blood bank.
The blood bank? Well, I'll be right down to Springer.
How?
Habeas corpus.
Mr. Brown, here's the report on the Johnson suit, and the Smith suit, and the Jones suit.
Well, two pairs of pants with every suit.
Brown, they're going to send me up the river. I tell you, they're going to send me up the river.
Who are you?
Oh, just a little salmon.
Can you imagine a guy like that? Oh, there's that phone again. Brown, 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 and Tan.
Who's Tan?
We just took in a junior partner. What's that? Really? Oh, thank you.
Miss Fungoid, at last she's come through. She's gotten away from the hot seat.
Oh, Mr. Brown, you mean...
Yes, my hen just hatched her chicks.
Dreams do to sell you to make the one in my heart come true. How many times do I have to tell you before you know I'm in love with you?
How many
dreams do I have to sell you
to make you mine,
to make the one in my heart come true?
Toby.
Yes, Donna.
Would you help me out a minute?
Sure, Donna. Anything at all.
Well, you see, I've invited the celebrated wit Monty Woolley over this evening.
You mean the man with the long beard who played in The Man Who Came to Dinner?
Uh-huh. Now, you see, Toby, Mr. Woolley's the nicest, sweetest, dearest man. But we've got to be awfully careful because the least little word might send him into a towering rage.
Oh, is that so? Well, Donna, suppose I go and tell everybody to sort of watch what they say.
Oh, Toby, would you? Thanks a lot. Come in.
Miss Shaw.
Oh, Mr. Woolley, I'm so glad to see you. It was terribly nice of you to drop over.
My just... dear child, stop drooling.
But Mr. Woolley,
Before we go any further, Miss Shaw, may I tell you I overheard your conversation with Mr. Reed?
You did?
Every word. Mr. Woolley is the nicest, sweetest, dearest man. But the least little word might send him into a towering rage.
Oh, Mr. Woolley, I didn't mean...
My dear child, I consider myself a very mild man. Without fear of contradiction, I may say I am not emotionally unstable.
Oh, no.
I have full control of myself.
Yes, sir.
And can be present to a sickening degree.
Please, Mr. Woolley.
Stop shouting at me.
I didn't say a word.
Oh, but I assume that you will say one. No doubt something derogatory about my beard.
On the contrary, I like your beard, don't you?
Yes, I do. We're quite attached to each other, you know.
Oh, really? I think your beard's lovely and so entertaining.
Entertaining?
Yes, you remember in your picture, Holy Matrimony, when you kissed Gracie Fields? Your beard amused me tremendously.
It tickled Gracie, too.
Say, Dinah, I want to meet Mr. Woolley.
Oh, all right, Mr. Woolley, this is Wally Brown.
How do you do?
Oh, say, Mr. Woolley, ever since I saw you and The Man Who Came to Dinner, I've been wanting to ask you one question.
What's that?
How was the food?
No doubt, my good man, you are suffering from the current shortage of gag writers.
Why, Waller... How do you like that? I've never seen I didn't come here to be insulted. I can be insulted anywhere. Who does he think he is? I mean, people are walking around telling you those things. I'm going. Goodbye.
Oh, dear.
Ridiculous man. He must have studied English while riding on a pogo stick.
Say, Dinah, I'd like to meet Mr. Woolley.
Well, okay. Mr. Woolley, this is Bobby Dolan.
And what are you, a short man or a tall midget?
Mr. Woolley, please, Bobby is our musical director.
Well, now Wally Brown looks good.
Mr. Woolley, Bobby Dolan is one of the outstanding interpreters of modern music today.
Yes, I've come a long way. Why, I remember way back.
And now,
when...
Mr. Dolan, the details of your career are singularly dull. Because I, too, am a devotee of modern music. I am a hep cat, and I go for all the hep chicks.
Oh, now, really, Mr. Woolley, who's your favorite chick?
Tchaikovsky.
Well, Mr. Woolley, I've got some hep cats in my orchestra. Now, listen to Pete give out on the horn.
Boy, My, how'd you like that, Mr. Woolley?
Boy, I can safely say I've heard a better horn blown by my own local fish peddler.
Now, wait a minute. Who does he think he is?
Oh, Mr. Woolley, please. Conductors are hard to get. Bobby, where are you going?
Well, I'm leaving. You can stay here. You invited him. But I'm leaving, and I'm taking my whole orchestra with me.
Oh, Bobby, no.
Well, we'll be back next week, Dinah. Provided old 10 o'clock Shadow isn't here.
Now what'll I do? The orchestra's gone. Bobby Dolan's left and Wally Brown's mad at me. And it's all your fault.
Now, please, my child. No tears. Doesn't become you.
Does it?
No. You look like a beautiful statue with bad plumbing.
But there's nobody left on the show.
Why, so there isn't. So there isn't.
Oh,
so there isn't.
You sound awfully happy
well,
about
I am,
it.
My dear, I am, because now that everyone's left.
Yes.
And we're all alone.
Yes.
And no one is looking.
Oh, Mr. Woolley.
Could I sing a duet with you?
Love to.
Ah, goody, goody. I've been practicing all week.
What's it called?
The song is entitled, I've Got Those Mad About Him, Sad About Him, How Can I Be Glad Without Him, Blue.
Well, are you sure you know your part?
Well, of course I know my part.
Well,
I've been
all right.
I've got those mad about him, sad about him, how can I be glad without him?
Blue.
He keeps me walking on the floor. And like a fool, I ask for
more.
Although I know he isn't good, I wouldn't change him if I could.
No.
I'm not the first on his list.
Boom.
I wish I had a dime for every girl he's kissed.
Ah, poor me.
I'd be a millionaire.
I get so sad about him, sad about him. How could I be sad about him? Bump!
I used to be bewildered. My outlook on life wasn't clear. Then all at once the mist seemed to disappear. Now I walking round in a wonderful glow. There's a lot that I'm not conscious of. But this feeling I feel must be love. Now I know why it's so. Why I'm alive and I thrive on the thrill. Here am I riding high on a hill, far away from the usual road, with a world of my own at my feet. All because fate was heavenly sweet to have planned that we meet. Never dream in my wildest dream that
Porter wanted to see if the art of camouflage can be applied to songwriting, and he proved that it can be with a didilly he dubbed de lovely. The verse is camouflaged to sound like a complaint against the verse itself, and the refrain's a neat little tongue twister, but the whole deal is Cole Porter on the beam, as always. I feel a sudden urge to sing the kind of ditty that invokes the spring. So control your desire to curse while I crucify the verse. This verse I've started seems to me the tenth antithesis of melody. So to spare you all the pain, I'll skip the darn thing and sing the refrain. Do so mi do la si, take it away. Night is young, the sky is clear. If you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low. Let yourself go, please, sweet my 16. When I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's dilemma, it's delights, it's lovely. What a swell night this is for romance.
You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low.
Let yourself go, please, be sweet, my 16. When I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, delicious, delectable, delirious. It's dilemma, it's dilemma, it's delight, it's delovely.
Forces Radio Service.